Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When we celebrated the baptism of Jesus at the beginning of Epiphany back in January, we celebrated the fact that Jesus Christ was anointed as the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. He was anointed as our prophet, our priest, and our king. And so we've talked a lot about Jesus teaching people the role of the prophet and leading people and driving out the devil, the role of the king. But what about high priest? What does a high priest do? Well, in our epistle lesson today from Hebrews chapter 5, it says, every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. Hebrews 5 verse 1. And so the role of the high priest is to intercede for the people and to present sacrifices to God on behalf of the people. So in the Old Testament, the high priest's main role was offering sacrifices for the people, and the offerings would consist of animals, bulls and oxen and goats and sheep. Now, the appropriate sacrifice for Passover is a lamb, according to Exodus chapter 12. Well, at this particular Passover, at the final Passover of Jesus's earthly life, Jesus is going to offer himself as a sacrifice because he is exactly who John the Baptist claimed him to be. John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is the ultimate Passover lamb, the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. What I want to share with you today is about the lamb and why Jesus is that perfect Passover lamb. So let me share with you four qualities of the perfect Passover lamb. First of all, number one, the Passover lamb is perfect. He is a spotless lamb. Now that was one of the requirements of the Passover in Exodus chapter 12. Exodus 12:5 says, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. So it had to be a perfect, spotless, year-old male for sacrifice. God did not want the leftovers. He did not want the least valuable or the injured one or an old one. God wanted their best lamb. Spotless means perfect, the most perfect one possible. Now, we know all about spotless, mainly because we're not spotless. You know, if you buy dishwasher detergent, maybe Cascade or Finish or another dishwasher detergent, you know, it will promise that it will give you dishes so clean that they're spotless. And when you go to buy laundry detergent, whether it's Tide or All or Arm & Hammer, they will promise that your clothes will become spotless and perfect once again. But that's possible for dishes and clothes to be washed in that way. But we ourselves, we are not spotless. We are stained with sin. Selfishness, pride, anger, hate. Each one of us has been like a stubborn sheep that's gone its own way. That's what Isaiah 53 verse 6 says. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. We have all gone in our own direction. We have all sinned. And there is not enough detergent or bleach in the whole world to cleanse our souls and make us spotless, which is why God sent his one and only Son to be the spotless Lamb of God. He lived a spotless life, a perfect life with no sin. He was like us in every way, only without sin. He fulfilled all the requirements of God's law with perfect obedience. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 says, Christ is a lamb without blemish or spot. He is the perfect Passover lamb. He is perfect in every way possible, but especially in terms of his holiness and righteousness. And now, After living a spotless life, the perfect Lamb of God offers himself as a perfect sacrifice once for all time for sin. Number one, the Lamb is perfect. Number two, the Lamb is quiet. Bible says in Isaiah 53 that a lamb can be led to the slaughter and it will go quietly, more quiet than other animals. I've never been in that position and probably never will. However, I can understand why that would be for two main reasons. First of all, lambs don't know what is happening. They don't understand what's happening when this sacrifice and ritual is going on. And the second thing is, even if they did sense danger, there's not much a lamb can do. They're pretty helpless and defenseless creatures. Lambs go quietly, even when they're led to sacrifice. Jesus, as the Lamb of God, also goes quietly. Isaiah 53 verse 7 says, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth." Jesus goes quietly to the cross. Why? Because Jesus knows exactly what's happening. He has known what has happened. It is his plan. He was trying to explain it to the disciples over and over again, that the Son of Man must be rejected, suffer at the hands of men, and be crucified. It is not something that he did not know about. And the other thing he doesn't do is fight back. He could fight back. He is the Almighty. He is the all-powerful Son of God. He could call, as he said in the Garden of Gethsemane, he could call in 144,000 angels to come down and they would answer his beck and call if he wants them to. But he doesn't do it. He doesn't fight back. He is completely submissive. When he's accused by the chief priests, he doesn't even answer, to the amazement of Pilate. Matthew 27, verse 12. "But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer." Pilate couldn't believe it. Jesus is on trial for his life, and these men are throwing ridiculous accusations at him, untrue, with no evidence whatsoever. But Jesus does not say a word. He does not defend himself. Most people would be pleading for their lives in that particular situation, but Jesus doesn't say a word. He is in complete control of the situation. It's almost as if he wants to go to the cross. And that's exactly right. It is his will. It is his choice to be the perfect Lamb of God. He is not a mute, helpless victim. He is the hero, the Savior, who willingly chooses the cross and willingly chooses to sacrifice himself for our sake. The Lamb of God is perfect. He is quiet and has no broken bones. Back in Exodus chapter 12, when God is instructing people about the Passover sacrifice, he had very specific instructions, and one of the specific instructions must have made people wonder. Exodus 12, verse 46. "You shall not break any of its bones." That's interesting, isn't it? Why no broken bones? What's the big deal? Well, lamb, that particular lamb used in the Passover sacrifice all through the Old Testament every year, was pointing towards a different lamb, a greater lamb, the Messiah. See, Psalm 34, verse 20, is a prophecy about the Messiah. And it says this: "God protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken." The fact that the Passover lamb's bones were not broken was already pointing 1400 years ahead of that time to Jesus on the cross. Jesus is the perfect, spotless, submissive Lamb of God. But he does one more thing. He perfectly fulfills all the Old Testament scriptures. In fact, you could describe the entire life and ministry of Christ through the Old Testament, just using Old Testament verses. If you want to talk about where he's born, Micah 5:2 tells us that. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel. If you want to talk about the miracles that Jesus did and his compassion for people, you could just look at Isaiah 35. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. If you want to talk about his crucifixion, just look at Psalm 22. They have pierced my hands and my feet. Psalm 22, verse 16. And if you want to talk about his bones and the details of his crucifixion, it even details that. It says, God protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Then we read in John 19, but when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. You see, Jesus is the perfect, spotless, and submissive Lamb of God. But he is the one who perfectly fulfills all the Old Testament scriptures, even going down to the details of his crucifixion. His hands and feet are pierced, and not one of his bones was broken. He is the perfect Passover lamb. But the most important similarity between the Passover lamb of the Passover sacrifice and our Passover lamb, Jesus Christ, is number four. Yes, he is perfect. Yes, he is quiet. Yes, none of his bones were broken. But most importantly, number four, we are saved by his blood. So, Exodus chapter 12 describes the Passover. And you know probably the story of the Passover and why this is so significant in Israel's history. Because God had done 9 plagues on Egypt, but Pharaoh, who had such a hard heart, refused to let God's people go. So God finally brought the worst plague of all upon Egypt, the death of the firstborn all over Egypt. But God instructed his people on how they could be delivered from certain death. What they needed to do was sacrifice a lamb, a spotless lamb, a year old without male, a year old male without defect. That is what they need to do. It is by the blood of the lamb that they would be saved. Exodus 12, verse 13. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. In other words, these people were saved by blood. Red paint is not going to work. Red paint isn't going to trick God. Why not? Why does it have to be blood? Because blood is the necessary payment to pay the price for sin. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. And so, blood had to be shed that night. And it is by the blood of the Lamb that those people were delivered. But that only worked on that one night. Eventually, all those people would die. Is there any sort of sacrifice that can ultimately save us from death not just for a night, but forever? Well, to save us from the power of death, what we need is a better sacrifice, a holier sacrifice, a more precious sacrifice. What we need is a more powerful sacrifice. In other words, what we need a better lamb. We need the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. We do have a much better lamb. A much better lamb than the one offered on that first Passover. We have a spotless lamb who is perfect in every way, who has completely fulfilled the law. This lamb, Jesus, goes quietly. He does not fight back. He willingly sacrifices himself for our sake. Not one of his bones were broken because this lamb perfectly fulfills all of the Old Testament scriptures. And this lamb's blood will save us because it is not just the blood of a human being. It is the blood of God himself, smeared not on a doorpost, but on a cross. You see, the scriptures have been fulfilled. Christ is our Passover lamb. And Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. 1 Corinthians 5:7. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. You were redeemed, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, that of a lamb without blemish or spot. 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And that's why in heaven they are praising his name right now. Revelation 5:12, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing forever and ever. Amen.